Okay, so we're familiar. Memorial Day, 4th of July. We hear 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, we hear that often, and it's great. And sometimes we ask the question, you know, who was that said to? Because I can't look at the entire United States of America and say this is all his people. There's a whole lot of unbelievers in this country. Let's keep our head out of the sand. Now, there are a whole lot of God's people in this country, and we take that personally. We take that seriously. Now, will God heal the whole country if we pray? Well, all those things he said there wasn't just pray, was it? It says, if they pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, you want the other people in America to turn from their wicked ways, right? You don't have any wicked ways? Well, think about it. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And, you know, if God spared, he would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. For how many righteous? I think it finally boiled down to 10. You know, and we got more than 10. And so, you know, God has been sparing America, and God's people, I at least hope a lot of them, have been praying and seeking and so forth. But what I want to do that's a little different is I want to go back into the context. This was said to Israel, and it was said to Israel at a time that Solomon was dedicating the temple, the house of God. And so I'm going to back up to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 through 16. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty ominous. That God would take a physical place and say, my attention's there. What you say there to me, I will be attentive to it. What you do there, I will be watching. My heart will be there. My eyes will be there. Now, we, I think, sometimes get mixed up and take a church building and turn it into that. And that in that building, you know, God's in there, and oh my, we got a front place here, and we got a sacred place here and there. And you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the fact is that today's application does not really include buildings. First of all, I want us to apply this. Now, just remember, they're setting up a house to worship and serve God. He gave them instructions how it should be, how it should look, what they should do in it. And they follow those instructions. They didn't say to God, like I saw in somebody's house one time, dear God, bless this mess. You know, that's what we kind of do sometimes. Here's what I got, Lord, bless it. No, they were following instructions. And they could ask God to bless what he had ordained them to do. And so there was order to that. But that he says, you know, whatever happens in this nation, and I may have to chasten this country, I may have to bring hardships, but when people get it right, they come back to me. And they seek me and they pray, and I'll hear them and I'll heal them. Now, that is a promise that you may say, well, we don't have a building like that, and you don't need one. You don't need a building for this. I first offer to you the body, the believer's body, physical body. And in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, it's asked like a rhetorical question. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They belong to Him. Your body, your inner man. Here is where you apply 2 Corinthians 7:14. God's heart, God's eyes are with you. He has said He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. You may worship God in spirit and in truth all by yourself or in your home or with a few other believers. But then we come to something else that is called the house of God, and that's the local church. 1 Timothy 3:14 through 15, these things I write to you, Paul says to Timothy, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And he also says to the Ephesian church in Ephesians 2:22, you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Okay, so what I like to do with a church sign, this isn't Northam Bible Church when you look at this building. Northam Bible Church meets here. This is a church house. This is something we put the church in, and we can put it somewhere else if I have to. When we are assembled together, we are His church. We are His house. We are the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Now, reverence that. The assembling of ourselves together, let's reverence that. Not a place where there's carpeting or wooden altars or crosses and different things people put up. It's we with Christ in us. When these individual bodies that are temples come together as one, now we're a temple corporately. And God's work is done there. Done here. And we're His church all week. Not just assembled. I like what somebody said once. Don't go to church. Be a church. It's thought-provoking. I can't deal with it too much. But I come back to what our thought is here. Is that God may be doing things around us. God may be doing things in our personal lives. And we see people affected. We're affected. Our loved ones are affected. Neighbors are affected. And we are touched by sin, infirmities, weaknesses, fears, and many other things. And there's a tendency today for people to withdraw, to isolate, to cave in, to go under the table, get in the fetal position. We need to stand up. We need to assemble. We need to seek the Lord privately and corporately and call out to Him and claim the promises and ask for mercies and graces that He has promised. But we ask anyways, if my people, church, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.